Welcome to episode one, season two of the Minefield 2021. For short, we're calling it MF21. We're going to be, for the short, you know, time being, at least this season, retiring the Minefield moniker. Why? Because one, there's some other Minefield podcasts out there. I did a pretty bad job of scouting out the names before I started the podcast. And two, we also don't have time to screw around with formalities. Honestly, I don't have time for that, okay? Because I've got silliness to indulge in. If you're a new listener, welcome to MF21. It's MFing 2021. My name's Will, and I'm taking a turn toward the silly.
MF. MF. 21.
MF. MF.
21.
21.
MF. MF.
One of the most popular podcasts in the world.
MF.
The number one podcast ever. Being a podcast.
King. That's king.
Last year, my mood was doom and social isolation, and I refuse to let that happen to my psyche again this year. So this year, it's social isolation with a lot of silliness. So let's laugh in MFing 2021. My first episode is about a concept I call audio Prozac. Is it possible? Is it real? Is it stupid? Quite. It's a concept I've been working on and thinking about for literally years, because even at a young age, there were scenes in movies and skits and jokes that always 100% of the time made me laugh when I heard it. I think that we intuitively know that there's a therapeutic benefit to laughter, and I always felt like, and I still feel like, I could kind of harness that joy somehow by archiving sounds. That joy that comes from hearing funny things. And then, you know, create like an audio file that would just snap me out of a bad mood, snap me out of a negative spiral, put me in a funny frame of mind, a bright, crisp mind. And I could use this therapeutic audio, this audio Prozac, before like public speaking, before an important meeting, before a wedding, when I'm anxious and stressed, right before I go on stage to do stand up. Right before I work on a podcast, I could listen to this concentrated audio joy whenever I needed it. I was looking up quotes that would fit into this podcast and that would sound poignant. This is what I found. William James wrote that we don't laugh because we're happy. We're happy because we laugh. Is he right? Because that's kind of what I'm getting at. When I'm down in the dumps, when I'm about to go into a tough social situation, I pull myself out usually with laughter first. Ideally, I don't enough, but yeah. Ideally, and I hope that the happiness or the lightness and the, you know, confidence that comes with it, yeah, I can have that too. You know, all the things that come with it. There's different mediums for this in my life. In terms of my theory or my project of audio Prozac, is there are funny songs, you know, funny sounds, funny clips, and funny stories that I think back on.
Hey, Clark.
What's wrong with the dog?
And they make me laugh no matter what's going on in my life.
Oh, he's just yakking on a bone. He got it up.
There's so many ways of delivering comedy, to delivering that delight. One way is with contagious laughter. So we're going to look at some different ways. We're going to look at sounds this season. We're going to look at songs. We're going to look at stories. Today, we're going to talk about contagious laughter. There are some comedians and actors and performers who, when they laugh, it's enough to make me laugh without even hearing a joke at all. I mean, of course, you know, you have Burt Reynolds, you have people like Eddie Murphy. Famous laughers. I always like Julia Louis-Dreyfus's laugh, sort of an unhinged, explosive laugh.
Thank you very much. Oh, I hadn't had the laugh yet.
And Patrice O'Neill, comedian. Great laugh, high pitched. Squeal. Sounds delightful. Sounds fun. And it makes you want to laugh along with him.
Timmy.
Remember?
And it did bother me. I don't see
the Journal of Neuroscience did a study on this where participants watched a recording of their close friends loudly, enthusiastically laughing at clips of comedy in a separate baseline experiment. The same participants spent 30 minutes alone in a sterile, laughter-free laboratory setting. After each experiment, the participants underwent a brain scan. The researchers found that contagious social laughter was found to stimulate endorphin release in the brain. I found this documentary called Laughology, where this director looked at the health benefits, therapeutic benefits of laughter. And the director featured a guy named Doug Collins, whose laugh has been called the most contagious laughter in the world. Check out Doug on this Canadian news program.
The most contagious laugh in the world. And he joins me now in studio along with the man behind Laughology, Montrealer Albert.
Getting used to it now.
Yes. So are you still a school bus driver? Are you
yes,
still
ma'am. Doing
that? I have to say that it's a really contagious laugh, and it immediately works on the host, who starts laughing. And it's not really a joke there, but it is funny. It is very funny.
So when you found Doug, Albert, and obviously your movie Laughology is the idea behind it is how good and therapeutic it is to laugh, right? So you must have thought he's got to be in this movie.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about it is that on YouTube, when people look at his video, there's all these comments, and people always say that when they're in a bad mood, they go to watch this video and they're in a good mood. And scientists have now discovered that laughter is a bad mood override. So that's what he is. He's a bad mood override.
He overrides the depression. Okay, it's true. It's very contagious. You can't help it. But in here, I was saying this.
And I have my favorite laughers. Okay, I've created playlists on YouTube. I'm going to post them on my Twitter account at @stripmallkarate. You can also go to YouTube.com and just search the Mindfield Podcast or MF21, ideally. You're going to see my channel. You'll see different playlists, and one of the playlists is going to be about contagious laughter. I'm going to go through them on the podcast, and then they're more in-depth versions on YouTube if you really want to dig into it, dig into contagious laughter. Talking about the healing power of laughter, for those who want to experience this when you need it, you can jump to the end of the podcast today, to the 19-minute mark, to hear an extended laugh track that I built with all my favorite laughers cut together. It's about 4 minutes long enough to get you through a couple of commercial breaks when you're watching 90 Day Fiancé. The only difference is that my podcast will actually make you feel better. The laughter will make you feel better. 90 Day Fiancé will make you worried about the future of our planet. My podcast stands for something. It stands for laughter. It stands for laughing. They stand for nothing. So yeah, jump to the end if you want to hear it. It's my laugh blast. There are a lot of great ones out there. Comedian, actor, performer, one of my favorites, Ricky Gervais, comes to mind. Honestly, he kind of got me into the laughter appreciation game. For every person like me who loves it, there are people out there who hate his laughter. And I understand. Like, I get it. User AmyJoe9 made a comment a few years ago on the website halfthoughts.com about Ricky saying, quote, Gervais is a dim bulb. All he does is laugh at his own jokes with that annoying hyena laugh. AmyJoe9 is not wrong. Gervais laughs a lot, and it's loud, but to me, it's contagious and entertaining, and he does kind of sound like a hyena.
That's mental! That's mental!
It's high-pitched, it's so loud and so sudden sometimes, but it makes me laugh. So I'm putting it on my list of great laughs. It's on the list. Put it on the list. This is where normally my intern would put it on the list. I know it's loud and aggressive and it's too much, and in many ways it's inappropriate. It's an inappropriate laugh. But he's also the boss in all these different situations that he's in, so the crew doesn't complain. They just sort of reset the camera and the lighting, and they go, oh, that's Ricky. He's just having a laugh. And then, but, you know, you couldn't do that if you were just like an extra or a day player or a grip laughing and like stepping on jokes and screaming while other people were doing their lines, because a lot of Ricky's great laughs come from blooper reels from his different shows. The Brits call it corpsing. We call it breaking sometimes. It's when an actor sort of breaks that fourth wall and starts to laugh at what's going on in the scene during filming. And a lot of these clips are him just trying to get through the filming of a TV show that he wrote. So it's not a surprise coming up, his next line. Like, they're not improvising. It's not like Bill Hader getting, like, cracking up when he gets the, like, the joke from John Mulaney right before he goes on the air and doesn't know what the card's going to say until he reads it. Like, this is a – no one knows the story and the script better than Gervais. So it's not a surprise, the next line, the next joke. And yet he still laughs every time, sometimes, and he can barely get through it. And it apparently takes forever to film.
Take 16.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone laugh like Ricky does. And I admittedly do – typically laugh at his material as well. So that's, I am biased there. Moving on to my next favorite, my other big favorite, Artie Lang, former Howard Stern Show, Mad TV cast member, stand-up comedian, author, and podcaster, actor. He has a great laugh. And a lot of these recordings are kind of dated. His voice sounds a little different now, and his laugh is different now. But I'm kind of going with, like, the golden era of Artie with Howard Stern and how his voice sounded then. So he's got a more melodic quality to his laugh. It's a little bit more sing-songy. It has a tendency to sort of take on some Burt Reynolds-like qualities. Of course, this is Burt right here. So, you know, like, and then this is Artie. Of course, he's got different levels. You know, there's like his chuckle and then his laugh. Where he really excels as a laugher, though, is when he's hysterical. When he hits a beautiful falsetto. I need to find out what that note is. I'm going to bring the piano over here. I'm going to drag our grand piano that we've got in the studio over here and find that note. It's hilarious. It's so jovial, and I just love it. Love his laugh. Big, huge shout out to Blunderbuss 143 for all the archival work. Obviously, thanks originally to Howard's show for the content, and to Artie and everyone involved to the actual content. But thank you to Blunderbuss for collecting it. Blunderbuss 143 is a fast rising star in the YouTube Howard Sternosphere. People who collect, organize, and archive copies of old episodes, and even better, compilations of material like Artie Laughing Hysterically, compilations part 1 through 10, which is what introduced me to Blunderbuss's work. Very in-depth, incredible content, big fan. And a lot of, and I'm not the only one who appreciates his laugh. A lot of people love it on the web. DJ Jones commented on Blunderbuss's third installment of his Artie Laughing Hysterically series and said, "Artie laughing is one of the best things ever on this show." To which someone replied, "Just no." Just the two letters N-O. And so, obviously, not 100% approval rate for Artie's laugh, but I think it's hilarious. And it always makes me laugh. I'm going to put it in my Audio Prozac cocktail with a bunch of other crap. Next up, Tom Segura. Another laugh that reminds me of Artie Lang's. Gets falsetto, long high notes. It's silly. It's high-pitched. It's intense. You can tell he's not faking it. It's definitely real. You know, it's got that makes it contagious and joyous for me. Obviously, that the laugher is being temporarily vulnerable and exposed and out of control, even for just a brief moment, they can't control themselves. Segura, I feel like, puts that across with his laugh. He's got a real maniacal quality about it sometimes, and it's hilarious. Here is a Hall of Famer in the Great Laughs. This is going into my Audio Prozac, but I'm not the only one to appreciate this. This one is what we call the Las Palleras interview. Juan Borja is a Spanish comedian who goes by the name El Recitas. In 2007, he was on a TV show as a guest where he's talking one-on-one with Jesus Quintero, who is the host of the show. And if you've spent time on the internet, you've seen this clip because it became a meme. It became a thing. But basically, it starts out slow, you know, a little bit of laughter, just sort of talking here and there. He's telling a story about being a dishwasher at a restaurant. It's not actually the funniest story in the world. Basically, he leaves some pots and pans to soak in the ocean, and they float out to sea. So it's not as funny as the laugh that produced it, It's not as funny as the laugh that it produced. But there are these stages of their conversation. It starts quietly, two guys, the crowd is listening, there's an audience listening. They're speaking at a normal volume, not laughing. As it goes on, though, a little more laughter from them and the crowd.
5 años has podido trabajar, 1 año.
7 años. Sí, miren bañado, en la chancla. Todo despeinado porque no me dio tiempo nada ponerme la chancla y el bañador.
Here and there, still very sedate, and he gets to the end of the story he's telling, and by the end, both he and the interviewer are in hysterics, and it seems like the interviewer is mainly triggered by the laugh of the guest, not the story. And yet again, here we are back to the high-pitched wheezing laugh. Yet again, it's funny. It's contagious. I believe there are mental health benefits to listening to people like this laugh. I believe that it's, you know, we might want to start our day with Dom DeLuise, one of the original great wheezing laughers. Of course, Burt Reynolds with his great laugh. It's high pitched, not wheezy, but it's high pitch. And then of course Bert and Dom DeLuise together. I hope you laughed. I hope it did you some good. If you needed some good, I'll be back as soon as possible with more laughter appreciation. It's MF21, and we're as silly as you can get this year. It's Goof Town. It's Sillyville. It's Funnyton. I'm going to tell you about things that make me laugh because I hope that you're also going to laugh at them too. And maybe you'll feel a little bit better. Check out the playlist if you want. Search The Minefield on YouTube and you'll see our account there. We've got a couple of episodes uploaded on YouTube if you'd rather listen to the podcast via YouTube. Just an experiment, really. There's only a couple episodes. But if you go to playlist, you'll see my Contagious Laughter playlist. And you can kind of explore on your own some of the laughs that I've touched on today. Thank you so much for joining us here at the beginning of season 2. We are so glad you're here. You've helped us make the first season the most successful season in Minefield history. Thank you so much for that, guys. Want to send me an email? Holler at your boy, theminefieldpodcast@gmail.com. Twitter, we're at @stripmallkarate. You're now leaving MF21.
Oh, you Who says, Bobby, that's to be depressing? That's
not it, it did bother me.
I'm getting used to it now.
Sure, sir. I'm not being funny.
It's oh, God!
Harmless?
Hello?
Yeah. So what is this? Is this a
Yeah. It's the
fucking
Hello?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I don't know if you're going to answer the phone.